In this life, we are not only surrounded by the living, but the dead as well. They're not relegated to just wandering a cemetery or a haunted house. They can be in schools, malls, offices, the park that you find so peaceful, the golf course even. Wherever it may be, chances are there are some spirits there as well, whether you are aware of it or not. I guess it's one of the things that makes ghost stories so interesting. They can occur almost anywhere. The setting for the ghost stories changes with every story that comes in. And as do the personalities of the spirits. Sometimes they're good, sometimes they're bad, sometimes you don't know what the hell they want. Just like with people. On today's EPP bonus episode of Real Ghost Stories Online, Living with the Dead, we're going to hear about two teens who decide to test the legend of their high school being haunted. And they end up coming face to face with a ghost that in fact does roam the halls after dark. Brothers discuss their haunted childhood experiences as adults, comparing notes, only to learn that what they both saw was different, but ghostly nonetheless. And sometimes there's absolutely no explaining away ghosts in a haunted house. It just is what it is. One couple makes that harsh realization that they are, in fact, living with the dead. Those stories and more in this week's EPP bonus episode of Real Ghost Stories Online, EPP 284. It's about to start now. My name's Tony Brisky. Stay with us.
Is it too good to be true? I want this so much, but don't know if I can trust you. My mind's racing fast, trying to find the red flags I'm used to. All these green lights, are they coming too soon? Caught between red and the green and you. I'm stuck in the blue.
It is fairly common to hear stories, ghost stories, about schools. Oftentimes, they're large, hulking buildings filled with energy of the living. Kids going back and forth from room to room. Frantic activity, emotions running high. And when there's no one there, there is something very haunting about them. Whether it be a brand new building or one that has been standing for more than 100 years. But what about those buildings that have been standing for more than 100 years? What about those buildings that hold relics of the past? Relics that may be attached to tragedy, to death, to sadness. Could that be a recipe for a haunting when you mix that with the nervous energy of teenagers bustling around the halls? Energy that may come out and be more noticeable when those halls are empty after dark. That's what we have in our next story. The story of a haunted high school and a mischievous ghost that likes to pull pranks on the kids that wander the halls after hours. Take a listen. Several paranormal experiences in high school. Other than these times, I hadn't really had any experiences. In fact, I wasn't even sure if I believed in the paranormal. I'd investigated it as I was curious about what evidence others had. Ultimately, I tended to say, I believe in it when I see it. After these inexplicable things happened at school, I've been a little more open to the idea of the paranormal. I had even experienced some demonic activity while on a traveling ministry tour when I was a bit older. These stories are for another day, though, I think. My high school was in a pretty well-to-do town. There's some teenage hijinks at my school, but maybe not as much as others. My school was particularly old, over 100 years old. The school was founded in 1912 when they began mining our mountainside for copper. The original school was in the shadow of the mine. It was torn down in the 50s and relocated a few miles away. The foundation and football field are still found at the original lot, just grown over and neglected. However, a lot of the original things were moved with the school, including a few mining carts and rails, which are displayed in the main hallway. Of course, every high school probably has its own rumors of it being haunted. I truly believe mine has all the requirements, if you will, for a haunting. It's very old and has a rich history. It was torn down and its artifacts are relocated. Now that you know the basics of the school, the stories might make you believe a little bit more. On Halloween Day, our power went out. Fortunately for me, my teacher was cool and scrapped our lesson and let us all tell ghost stories in the dark. The teenagers tell some far-fetched stories, some urban legends and such. It was fun. While we were doing this, one of the other teachers came in the classroom to check on us and realized what we were doing. He pitched in by sharing that he's a paranormal investigator, and he and his crew had found significant evidence while investigating the school. Of course, he didn't share what he found, and he left it at that. I wasn't sure I believed him, but it did pique my curiosity. In the winter, after wrestling practice, with the school mostly vacant, a friend and I decided to go into our auditorium and mess around. Nothing mischievous, we just wanted to see if we could get into the catwalks and leave the bat symbol, like Batman, on the light so we could get a good laugh at our next assembly. It was dark in there, with some ambient lighting coming from the emergency lights by the doorways. We managed to get through a locked door that leads to the catwalks, and while we were up there, taping the symbols to the lights, we began hearing a strange tinkling sound. It would occur spontaneously, not rhythmically, every 2 minutes or so. It sounded like something small and metallic falling onto concrete. It didn't stop as we walked around the catwalk. I decided I would get off the catwalk and see if I could find something on the ground. My friend decided to stay on the catwalk and continue his work. When I was on the ground, we could still hear this noise. After I was able to pinpoint where the noise was coming from, I found a pile of a dozen or so pennies that were on the ground directly beneath the catwalk. Once I found the pile of pennies, we didn't hear or see them falling. I thought this was strange and couldn't explain it, but didn't chalk it up to anything paranormal right away. Once my friend finished our prank, he came down and we decided to go onto the stage to see if there was anything exciting. We'd heard rumors that there was a bomb shelter under the school, and we wanted to see if we could find an entrance. After going backstage and running only into locked doors, we decided to leave the auditorium. We walked back onto the stage, and we both at the same time saw a figure of a man standing in the press box at the far end of the auditorium. At this point, I was thinking this was the someone that was throwing the pennies to prank us. I yelled, "Hey!" trying to be intimidating. The figure made a motion like it was turning around and then disappeared into thin air. My friend and I just looked at each other for a moment and then took off. We tried to explain what we experienced, but it was just that. Inexplainable. Bothered by this experience, I decided to visit the teacher that is also the paranormal investigator. I didn't tell him what I experienced until I got him to tell me about what he had experienced. He mentioned he figured it was haunted when he first began having to make the rounds in the evening, locking doors. He said he'd always take 2 laps around the school to make sure he didn't forget to lock an exit. He had told me often a door he was positive he had locked would be found unlocked on a 2nd lap around the school. He told me he was positive he was the only one in the school. He also told me that a lot of miners had died in that mine, and he believes that they may be attached to the mining carts and equipment that we have around. This is where I think the pennies came from. It would make sense to me that copper miners would like pennies. He had told me that he had also experienced the same thing while there. Pennies falling from the catwalk. Except he hadn't seen any ghostly figures. He'd only heard someone clearing their throat in the auditorium, like about to give a speech. Of course, he swore up and down he was alone. I've only been back to the school once for a football game. They've done some much-needed renovations for the school, but I can't help but wonder if that would have aggravated spirits as well. That is, if they do, in fact, reside there. I'll have to see if any of the younger kids from my neighborhood have heard or seen anything in the school more recently. It was truly a haunted experience while growing up.
Kill the noise, I'm paranoid. I'm the ghost, and you're the toy. These flesh and bones, they were meant to break. So everybody sing and congregate. But this dead boy, that is not a man. It's hard to keep that demon locked inside. Let's peel the skin and scratch him one more time. Here I go.
That's going to wrap up the preview portion of EPP Bonus Episode 284 of Real Ghost Stories Online. If you want to hear the full thing, including the story where brothers discuss their haunted childhood experiences and discover that as adults, you know, they saw ghosts, different ghosts, in the same place. And also, sometimes there's just no explaining away ghosts in a haunted house at all. Couple making that harsh realization that they are living with the dead in their new haunted house. All of that in the rest of the episode. To hear it become an extra podcast person, EPP we call them, go to ghostpodcast.com, sign up there, or through patreon.com/realghoststories. $5 a month gets you access to all of this episode, as well as all 284 bonus episodes. Every single one of them you can binge your way on. You get access to our advanced episodes weeks before the release to the public, exclusive video content, and a whole lot of other extras as well. Ghostpodcast.com or patreon.com/realghoststories to support the program and keep us on the air. Until next time, I'm Tony Vruski. Thanks for listening. Mm-hmm.